Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. It don't come with observation. So when you have the right attitude, that has to do with your thinking, your mind. Then your mind opens up the spirit man. Your soul opens up the spirit man. Hello? That's why the devil don't want people to think. Because if you start thinking, that's why the thing, one of the weapons of our warfare is the helmet of salvation. Why the helmet of salvation? To protect your brains. Put on the helmet of salvation. Amen. Because there's an attack on your thinking. What did Lucifer do in the garden? He attacked them how? By their thinking. God is trying to keep something from you. And he listened to their lie like a lot of people today. God is trying to keep something from you. And everybody's looking for investments. And the Lord says when you give, man, the mind turns things off real quick. Oh, does the mind turn things off? Oh, no, that's not true. You see, God claims one part is his. Even in the Garden of Eden, he said, there's one tree you don't touch. Amen. People touch their tithe and they touch it off. Oh, that don't mean anything. That's why you got to put on the helmet of salvation. He said, you don't touch that tree. That's my tree. So God has one part out of ten. Now, I mentioned yesterday in mountain moving service that when the Lord said to man, have dominion, he wasn't only talking to the believers. He was talking about every man and every woman to have dominion. Remember, the church wasn't in existence when he told Adam and Eve to have dominion, to rule and to reign. Why is it people that don't go to church prosper? Why is it they're prospering? Because they've taken dominion. They work at what they believe in. And Jesus said the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. The children of this world are wise. Who are the children of the world? The ones that don't go to church. They're the children of the world. But they prosper. Why? Because the Lord said, have dominion. He wasn't talking to just church people. He was talking to all people. You want me to start yodeling so we get the message? I can yodel too. I was in Colorado preaching for 7 years. I learned a little about yodeling. No. I don't want to try it. I'm not in tune tonight to do that. I'm just bringing out some thoughts. But the people is people that want to face truth. That's why when Jesus fasted for 40 days, Satan says, if you fall down and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms of this world. Jesus didn't dispute that. He knew he was telling the truth. Satan said, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you the kingdoms of this world. What's happening in the world today? The kingdoms of this world are given to peoples that are taking dominion. Oh, I thought you had to be a Christian to have dominion. No, that word wasn't just given to Christians. I'm sorry to offend some of you that are watching us. But maybe it'll do you some good if you get offended. Amen? Maybe it'll get you searching for truth. So, what happens? Cain, Abel, everybody's driven out of the Garden of Eden. Why were they driven out of the Garden of Eden? Because God didn't want them to eat the tree of life. He didn't want them eating of the tree of life. So they get thrown out of the garden, but God didn't take his spirit from them. Amen. I'm going to show you something. Cain, even though he went out of the garden, it says he left God's presence. He willingly left the presence of God. The presence of God was always there, but they were driven away from the tree of life. I'm glad you guys got good memories because none of you are right. I noticed Joyce Myers, she says a lot of some things and nothing, and everybody's right. Why are you so quiet? Maybe there's a different level of thinking among people. I don't get it. I got so many notes. I can't keep up with them. I got books and boxes of notes. I mean, my memory isn't that keen. I'm not a computer. I'm an Italian. And my genius ain't up to, you know, some people's IQ level. That's why we have pencils, and that's why you have paper, to remember things. Can you say amen? Amen. And I marvel sometimes. I say, what's so important that they're all writing, you know? It's what I learned in kindergarten when I went to schools. It's what I learned when I was a little child in church. You know, we had a little children's school. And people are busy writing and doing 5, 6, 7,000 people. Everybody's right. But I'll leave that to you. Don't let me offend you, please. I'm just trying to help you tonight. Amen. That's all I'm doing. I'm trying to help you. And when you can go back many times on when you get that quickening power, the Spirit of God gives you the understanding, you can go back and say, oh, yeah, now I remember that night. I'm going to stand on that promise of God. I'm going to believe the Lord for the victory. So it says that Cain, after they were driven out of the garden, it says that Cain left the presence of God. He walked away from the presence of God, but guess what? He was still a successful man.
Amen.
Getting quiet now. Because he took dominion. He took dominion. That's what the Lord gave them, dominion. He ruled and he reigned. He went into the mining business. He went into the tent business. He went into instrument making business. He went into the mining business. He said, where is all this? Where is this? I never saw it in the Bible, no. People never saw a lot of things because you got to have it revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. No man can come unto me, the Lord said, except the Spirit of the Lord draw him. And this is what it says that Paul says, I delight in the law of God. He wasn't talking about the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments brought death. When he says, I delight in the law of God, he was talking about the drawing power of God. Everybody say the drawing power. But some people leave the presence of God. They leave the drawing power. They don't want. That's what it says, that there's one sin that's unpardonable. It's blaspheming against the drawing power of God. They say, I don't want it anymore. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches chokes the word and it becomes unfruitful. You got that with Cain, Kevin?
Yes.
All right, read it for us.
It says in Genesis 4:16. That Cain went out from the presence of the Lord.
Cain went out. Remember, they were already out of the garden. So they couldn't eat of the tree of life. Now they're outside the garden, but it says, now Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. All right? And dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Continue. Let's see what businesses he went into.
And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded a city.
Oh, he was also a contractor. He was also a contractor. And you know what that city was named? What was the city named, Kevin?
It was named after his son, Enoch.
He even named a city after his son.
Amen.
You want me to start yodeling, folks, to entertain you tonight? Huh? You need to be entertained. Hey, this excites me when I... So I said, I don't have to go to Disney World. I see enough cartoon characters all in Long Island. Why would I go to Disney World and say and spend the plane fare and the amount it costs you to wander around when I can invest in the kingdom of God and be blessed? I'm tired of blessing Disney. He's a multi-billionaire, little Disney. Hello? And all those cartoon characters and Pinocchio with the long nose. Hello, church. Continue on. I'm going to talk about 9/11. I'm not through. I'm just on the diving board. I'm going to jump in a minute. But I'm bringing out some truth that will help you. So what does it say here?
Cain knew his wife in the 17th verse. She conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son.
He called Enoch. The name of the city after the name of his son. He went out from the presence of God. I told you when the Lord said have dominion, he was talking to all people, not just church people. Everything church people do, it's a sin. You can't prosper. You can't be in health. Hello? But Disney can prosper. Disney World can prosper. Donald Trump can prosper. On and on we can go. But Christians, you can't prosper because they don't know the word of God. They're not going to make it to heaven either. Stingy people are not going to be there. God's going to have a person that he gave five talents to and they got five more back. He says, well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. God is not a socialist. Know what happens if you become a socialist? The government owns you. That's why God had to bring them out of Egypt because Pharaoh owned them and they were slaves. You know what people are coming to in America? Slaves. Amen. Slaves to taxation. Come on. I'm telling you the truth. You're in bondage. That's what they were. Slaves to taxation. Heavy taxes, heavy burdens. Tax means heavy burdens being put upon people. That's what tax means. Heavy burdens being put upon people.